Sunday Satsang, January 2nd, 2016. You have a question? You have a question?
It's a little loud because of the cameras.
You told about examples how Krishna gives the Siddha Rupa, Siddha Dev, in the end of the life. You mentioned this Dhruva Maharaj.
The most prominent one is applies to us is Narada Muni.
Narada Muni.
Narada Muni was doing Bhakti Bhajan. He was chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And he had associated with Mahabharatas. So he had he was traveling around the world and he actually had darshan of Vishnu. Dhruva Maharaj was doing more like yoga. Karma yoga, tapasya with an ambition to get a bigger kingdom than his father. So Prahlad Maharaj is also there, Prahlad, Dhruva, Jamil, and an elephant named Gajendra.
And maybe all of them, Krishna gave all of them Siddha Deva in the end of the life. So are there any examples in Srimad Bhagavatam or maybe in other Shastras when Krishna gave Siddha Deva during the life?
The question is, are there any examples in Shastra describing where Bhagavan reveals his Siddha Sarup of the Sadaka or Jiva before he, while he's alive, before he leaves his body? As far as I can recall, I've never seen, definitely nowhere we can say like this, nowhere in Srimad Bhagavatam does it say that anyone got their Siddhadeya while they were alive. Even I mentioned that part about the yogi Brahmins in the 10th canto, the wives of the Brahmanis. Many of them ran out to give fruits and whatnot to Krishna when he came with the coward boys and he was somewhat hungry. But one particular one wasn't allowed to go out. So as far as the example of the Brahmana's wives, the yogi putnis, that's in 10th canto, chapter 23. You ask, because you asked me questions, is there anywhere in Bhagavatam where it says during someone's life while they were living they got the Siddhadeya? So I'm remembering, although the primary example is that when Narada Muni, 1st canto chapter 6 verse 28-29, when he was leaving his body, at that time he simultaneously gave up his Panchabhautik Deya, his materially constituted body of five elements, and he received the Siddhadeya, which was brought to him by Vishnu at the time of death from the spiritual world. And that became he accepted that body after he gave up and died and this left this other body. But in this rather small example here, we see in chapter 23 of 10th canto, verse 35, Tatraika vidrita bhartra bhagavantam yata shrutam rido paguya vijayo deham karmano bandhanam. One of the Brahmin ladies was forcibly kept back by her husband and was not allowed to go out and meet Krishna and bring fruits to him like the other wives did. So when she heard the other wives describe about the beauty of Lord Krishna, she embraced Krishna inside of her heart. Rido pa guya, and the guya and the secrecy and cave of her heart. She embraced Krishna within her heart and she gave up her material body, the basis of bondage to the material activity. So here it says, Deham Vijayo, Deham Karmano Bandhanam. Karma Anubandhanam, Bandha means bondage, and Anu means following, or one after another, succession of bondage. We're bound, Karma Anubandhanam. We're bound in one body after another, life after life after life, due to our karmic activities in the samsara chakra. But here it says she gave up her material body, which implies that she died. So let's hear what Vishnu says in the purport. The Brahmin lady, restrained here by Krishna, was especially devoted to Krishna. She gave up her material body, but she did not give up her spiritual body, which was filled with prema due to her intense love and separation from Krishna. That spiritual body of the Brahmani lady was kept hidden by Sri Krishna, who manifested himself to her. And that body, which was purely spiritual and invisible to all, she quickly left her husband's house and went to the side of Krishna in the forest, that Brahmani lady. After having given up one's husband and other objects of attachment, is it surprising that someone also gives up the material body to meet Krishna? To show the power of Krishna prema, Krishna's kripa shakti, mercy potency, made that one lady, at the time when all the other Brahmani ladies went out to meet Krishna, that one lady was locked at home by her husband. She gave up the material body, which is the cause of one's bondage to material activity, and arranged for her to receive her spiritual body, which is one's connection with pure love of God, prema anubandha. Thus, from that day forward, it says, like a touchstone, she, the Kripa Shakti of Krishna, transformed all the otherwise material bodies into pure spiritual bodies as well. Thus, from that day forward, the Brahmin ladies had no more contact with their husbands. In this way, what is impossible for the Kripa Shakti of Krishna? One cannot say whether that one Brahmin lady was superior in her bhakti to others or not, since there is no indication given in scripture. But in any case, all of them became perfect by the mercy of Krishna as described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Because in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pada describes sadhana bhakti, and he says you can attain perfection by sadhana, which is the general way, although it's hard and requires a lot of mercy and a lot of endeavor. A lot of mercy of God and Guru and Vaishnavas, and a lot of endeavor and intense devotional practices. So two things are required, cheshta and kripa, the endeavor of the disciple and the mercy of God. Like Yashoda, the ideal Vatsalya Bhakta, Mother Yashoda, she labored so intensely to tie up her damodar, her lala. Finally, he acceded to her desire and allowed himself to be bound. He extended his mercy. So mercy and endeavor. So there, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says, there's another way to attain spiritual perfection and prema. Is by the mercy of God, direct mercy. And Prabhupada gives the analogy, some people, usually 99.999% of everybody, goes to college and for 4, 5, 6 years studies hard and attends all the classes, passes the exams, Then you get a degree from college. Matriculation. University degree. But there's some rare people, very rare, like one in millions and millions of that go to college. There's one guy or one person who doesn't go to college, but he gets an honorary degree. It's called an honorary degree. Because somehow, because of his talent, his inherent talent, even without formal external education, he writes so many amazing novels or poems or songs or some amazing literary accomplishment or scientific accomplishment. So some college, literary college or scientific college, they may recognize his accomplishment and his achievement in the field of literature and science and award him an honorary degree from Harvard University Law School or the English department or whatever. So that's the comparison of Kripa Siddhi. Millions and millions of sadhakas practice life after life and finally attain perfection by the mercy of Guru and God, Krishna and Guru. But sometimes one doesn't do any practices, practically nothing, but he gets the mercy. Krishna wants to give his mercy. This is Kripa Shakti. So the examples are given there. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Kripa Siddha Yajna Patni Vairochani Sukadhaya. It gives three examples of persons who became perfect, siddhi, perfection, and bhakti bhajan by the mercy of God. One is the wives of the Brahmins, the Yajna Patnis. The other is Shukadev Goswami. He was in the womb of his mother and for 13 years. He didn't want to come out because he didn't want to be in Maya. So then he said, only come out if Krishna promises that I'll be always Krishna conscious. So then Krishna came, appeared to his father Vyasadeva, and gave that blessing and gave him perfection. So he was spiritual perfect in the womb from birth. Shukadev, and Vairochani means the son of Virochan. Virochan's the son of Prahlad Maharaj, and Virochan's the father of Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and the wives of the Brahmanas, they're cited as examples of persons who attain Kripa Siddhi. They attain perfection by the mercy of Krishna. So that's all it says in this verse. But what we find, if it's correctly translated, this commentary of Vishwanath, it appears that two things are going on here. One thing is that the Brahman, the wife of the Brahman, had a material body. She was a Brahman's wife, but she had heard about Krishna, heard about his Naam and Roop and Guna and Leela. She had heard from the flower sales ladies, from the Palinda women, and other Adivasis that would come and sell kasturi or chandan, pure sandalwood for the Chandan Yatra festival. They, like door-to-door salesmen, these ladies would come. Or like some people, they deliver flowers every day to someone's room. I remember one flower man used to bring the flowers to his room for the deities, and he would pay them delivery. So the same thing, that ladies, the forest ladies, would pick all these Vaijanti, all these five wild flowers, and make these garlands and go around and sell them to the Brahmins and their wives for doing their puja, Shalagram puja, Murti puja. So in this way, they heard about Krishna from these Malis and these Adivasis and Palinda women. So they became very attracted and attached just by hearing about Krishna. And they lived basically in Mathura, just on the border of Mathura and Vrindavan. But they were becoming very attached and very attracted and attached, and they were falling in love with Krishna, and Krishna knew it. He knows it. If someone's becoming very attached to him, and someone's seriously falling in love with Krishna and doing bhakti bhajan, then wherever that person is, whether they're in the border of Vrindavan Mathura, whether they're in Mathura, whether they're in Russia or America or Radhakund or Vrindavan, wherever they are, Krishna knows about their progress in love. He knows about the progress and advancement of his devotees attachment to him. How much more they're becoming attached, how much more they're loving him and serving him. So eventually he makes an arrangement to come. He makes an arrangement from wherever he is, Krishna makes an arrangement to come and visit the devotee and give his darshan. And an opportunity for direct seva also. Krishna appears before the devotee, gives an opportunity for direct seva, eye to eye. So we see, here Krishna is coming to this border of Mathura Vrindavan to reciprocate with the rising, not to reciprocate with the yogic Brahmins, because they were Karmakandiya Brahmins. They didn't even have faith in Krishna. But their wives were becoming serious devotees. So Krishna came there at the appropriate time in their devotional development. And he came to accept their service, give direct darshan. And then it says that one lady, she gave up her material body, and then Krishna gave her a spiritual body. He arranged for her to get her spiritual body. And then it says, and all the other ladies got spiritual bodies as well. But then it says, from that day forward, the Brahmin ladies had no more contact with their husbands. So it seems that either that one lady, she gave up her body, she got her spiritual body, and went to Krishna. All goes on here, the purport, next verse. As Krishna is Bhagavan, possessor of all powers, Vishnu's telling, in front of him, the Brahmana lady that gave up her material body, in front of Krishna, the Brahmin lady gave up her material body. So I guess she actually died. So she got her. She's another example, as I mentioned the other day. I had some doubt whether, because in the purport it seems that she gave up her material body, but then the sentence says, from that day forward, the Brahmin ladies had no more contact with their husbands. But I mean, they were living with them. They weren't dead and gone, so that's why there's no contact. So they got spiritual bodies, yet they're alive. So it's not very clear. Because in the continuation of this discussion about this one lady, it says, it's pretty noisy there too. A lot of echo also. Because they're on. Anyway. So the continuation of purport in verse 36 of that chapter 23. This verse 36, the purport is continuing the discussion about the lady that gave up her body, the Brahmani. It says that Krishna, right in front of Krishna, the Brahmin lady gave up her material body. Unseen by others, she met Govinda in her spiritual body and then experienced unlimited pleasure with her transcendental senses. That is the significance of the word api in this verse. So I guess this is not, I thought it might be an example of this lady who got her spiritual body, she gave up her material body. So that means giving up your material body means dying. She died, and then Krishna somehow gave her a spiritual body, and she met Krishna in that spiritual body. No one could see. If no one can see you, that means you don't have a material body and a spiritual body simultaneously. So no one could see her, unseen by anyone else. So apparently, because later in the chapter it says that after the wives had this experience with Krishna, they no longer had any association with their husbands. They lived at home. But there's no discussion that they had spiritual bodies. It's only this one purport. So it appears that It says that Krishna arranged for her to get her spiritual body. Then it says, like a touchstone, she transformed otherwise material bodies into pure spiritual bodies as well. And they had no more contact from that time with her husband. So it's not very clear whether they were alive and had their spiritual bodies, but their husbands didn't contact them. And then at least one of them gave up their material body. And whether it's the right translation that that by her contact they receive their spiritual bodies, it doesn't make sense exactly. Anyway, that's a purport. We'd have to see the Sanskrit. 10th canto, chapter 23, verse 35. We have to see the original Sanskrit of Vishnu's Tika to get a more clear understanding. Because this, when you're asking, your question is, are there any examples in the Bhagavatam or other scriptures? I don't know any other scriptures that I've seen it. And I only see some possible connection, some possible proof or connection here in this verse, based on, which is not exactly based on the, it's not based on the verse itself, it's the opinion or viewpoint of Vishnu Chakravarti, which is also a praman. Because the verse itself says she gave up her material body. She died. But we have to see the Sanskrit so that you might be able to say this is an example of the Brahmani ladies. They were alive and Krishna gave them their siddhadeya and they continued, while they were alive, and they continued with that siddhadeya. You know, they had that siddhadeya, spiritual body, and they even met Krishna with that. But they were also carrying on their material bodies as wives of their Brahmin husbands until their natural course of their karma was finished and they would die and then go to Krishna in the spiritual world in their siddha sarups. But I can't say convincingly about this because I don't have the Sanskrit tika in front of me.